Okay, can you please introduce yourself and what is your relationship or your relation to St. Mary's University?
Right. Hello, my name is Paul Garza. I am a sophomore at St. Mary's University. I'm a history major and a sociology major, and I am currently an officer for the St. Mary's History Club.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Paul, so much for letting me interview today. So one of my first questions I want to ask you is, how would you describe your life as a resident prior to COVID-19?
So my life prior to COVID as a residency, I would say that it was very engaging. Like I had pretty good relationships with my professors, and then I felt very engaged in the St. Mary's community. So I felt like we're always doing something, whether it was like academic or not, there was always something to do.
What would you, if you had to pick from all the things that St. Mary's does, we have always events going on. What is one of your favorite events that you have attended at St. Mary's last year since it was your freshman year?
Okay, my favorite was the Christmas tree lighting. And so I'm a little curious to see like what they're gonna do about that this year.
Me too. I'm very curious how that's going to happen. So, as you know, on March 13th, we got an email saying that our spring break was going to be extended an extra week. How did you feel about getting an extra week of spring break and also knowing that your classes were going to be switched to online after spring break?
Initially, I was a little excited. I think I was just in my head like, oh, extra vacation. And then it kind of hit you, and I started thinking about like, oh, like I'm going to be thrown off of my routine. Like I already had a set schedule of how I did things and a certain way of doing things. I followed a not a strict schedule, but I had a pretty tight schedule about what I did throughout my day during the week. So I was a little worried about I was worried about money. I was like, did I just finish paying housing for what? Like, for what reason? But as far as like academics and classes, I wasn't too worried about my grades because they were pretty good. But I was a little curious to see how like all the professors would adjust.
So, on that topic, how do you think your classes last semester with the short notice? How do you think your professors handled that transition? Do you think it kind of eased your worry in the transition to online classes?
I definitely do think that they made it as smooth as possible, a transition to online classes. All my professors didn't change their curriculum, but they changed the way that they were going to do it. So, let's see. One class, like we weren't, for some of the classes, I wasn't always required to be online, like virtually there. So I feel like that was like less of a burden on us. Just being able to know that because at home, I think we know we all have like different responsibilities, more responsibilities with family, other things going on. So, knowing that I didn't have to be like physically on the computer screen at all times was a good thing for me. So I think they did a really good job.
Yeah. How do you think, since you are and you were part of the history club last semester or last year, how do you think outside classes went? How do you think the RSOs handled shifting? Do you think it was kind of helpful to have something to distract you while you're at home? Because I know being at home while you're in the semester can be really rough. Do you think those outside activities were kind of like stress relievers for yourself?
I would think so because to me it was sort of like, oh, I have something else to look forward to that it's not academic. So it's like, it's not like a big burden on us. It's not something that caused stress for me. And then just being able to have that interaction with other students was definitely like made you feel good, like brought a little bit of normalcy to being in the middle of all the craziness.
Yeah. How did you feel in terms of, like, how do I put it? In terms of the way, like, okay, hold on. I'll come back to that question. When the classes, the different classes structures were announced this summer, in that email where we had the three options, how did you feel? Were you like, oh, I have a chance of maybe going back? Did you want to come back to campus? Or did you look at those options and say, no, I'm just going to stay here this semester and really focus on my safety, I guess?
So when I saw that, I was originally supposed to go to Chaminade University and was going to participate in an exchange program. But once I got that email, it kind of, like, I guess showed, like, oh, this is, like, very, very serious now. Like, so then I started thinking about, like, well, should I even go to Chaminade University, like, in the middle of a pandemic? And so ultimately, I decided not to do that. And so I had to last minute register for my classes at St. Mary's and figure out what I needed to do, what type of classes I was going to choose. But I did at first, once I decided I wasn't going to Chaminade, I did want to go back to campus. But like, taking into consideration, like, I talked to several faculty and staff from St. Mary's and asked them how things were going in San Antonio so I could have, like, a more personal perspective on it. And they said that things were pretty bad. Like, I know they said hospitals were filling up, and so that was a little scary, like a little moment. I was like, oh, maybe I should stay home. So at the end, I did choose to stay home.
And did you pick any classes that were in person, the combination in person virtual?
No, I did not.
Okay. I was going to ask, because I know a lot of people picked them and then asked for their professors to let them stay on campus or stay at home. So that was, like, even though there were the on-campus option, a lot of people didn't go back. So how do you feel now about your classes that you're taking online? Do you think, now that professors, for example, professors had to get certifications to be online professors, and they had to do that over the summer, do you think now that they are certified that their classes, the flow of their classes are a lot more organized and more structured than them having to rush and go hastily into online?
Oh, for sure. So I did recognize this semester, like, a lot more professors did know how to work, like, Canvas and know how to, one, use Zoom, like, being able to share screen and, I guess, take, like, full advantage of it and be able to make class more engaging. Because I feel like the last semester when we first converted to online, it was just like, okay, just turn on your camera and, like, let's just talk. And so it was just, like, sitting there and listening to lecture on the camera.
Have you had any issues technology-wise or being able to attend your classes this semester?
I wouldn't say I've had, like, too bad of issues, but I have had, like, the occasional, like, connection loss, and, like, connection isn't too strong some days. So I have had, like, oh, man, like, the professor keeps freezing or I keep freezing. So that can be pretty annoying.
Yeah. How do you think online has affected your, not only your classes, but your outside of, like, your university experience?
I think in a way it has made it less personal. So I think I'm a student that thrives in the in-person setting because I love to talk and ask questions. So I definitely don't feel like I get the chance to do that while I'm online, because it's just like, you don't raise your hand in the middle of an online class, and you don't get to stay after class and ask specific questions to the professor or get to actually know them. And so I feel like it just makes it a less personal connection to everyone, like students and the professors.
Next semester, will you be going back on campus, or are you going to do at home again?
So I'm going to be staying home again next semester.
How do you think being at home has affected your college experience?
It has definitely made learning and studying a bit more difficult because you don't have those like campus resources at hand, like the campus library or, I mean, campus Wi-Fi or just access to those professionals. You can go to their office. So, and yes, we have it virtually, but it's not the same. Like I said, I like to have that more personal connection, have a real conversation in person. And I think it just makes it a little harder because you have to figure out how to work around like family schedule. Like you have more responsibilities here, you know, siblings, you got to make sure. And if I'm the one staying home with them, like I have to make sure I have to be the adult for them and also be a student and custodian and cook and all of the above.
Like studying, that's funny as well. If we were allowed to go back on campus, and let's say COVID, since they're introducing like a vaccination and everything, would you go back on campus if there was a lot more, I guess, reassurance that it's going to be safer for you?
If there was like a lot more reassurance that it would be safer, then I definitely would go back to campus. But I would hope that St. Mary's would still take more precautions, like still respect like social distancing and maybe still require a mask for a little bit.
How do you think St. Mary's handled the COVID-19 situation in general?
I personally, I think they handled it really well. Like I've heard several different stories about like public universities and bigger universities that didn't handle it well. I mean, like financially, academically. And so I felt like one, implementing the pass no pass option on our first transition to online was very useful, and it kind of lowered the stress for us knowing that, okay, like the school is understanding our struggle as students. And then I really appreciate that the school was able like to create funds, like a private fund for students in case of emergency. And I feel like they really made it their job to like reach out to us and make sure that like all the students were doing okay and even our families were doing okay.
If you could, let's say 20 years from now, you have your own kids and you're talking to them about your college experience during COVID-19, what would you tell them?
What would I tell them about like my college experience? I would tell them that it was like sort of a pioneer experience because we were part of those first students to go through this online time period in the middle of the pandemic. Like this has never been done on, I don't think, on this scale, in at least in the United States, of like so many kids going online. So I think I would be able to say like, oh, like we were part of history, like we were the first ones to do this. So definitely a unique experience.
Okay, and then my final question is, what are your hopes for campus life and like the types of classes and after COVID-19 ends?
So I hope after COVID-19 ends, I still would hope that we would be a little more conscious now about like how many people are being there. Like, are we providing sanitizer? Are we making sure we're taking the right precautions so stuff like this doesn't happen again? But I would also hope that we get that sense of normalcy back and just be able to have those more personal connections again with professors and classmates and just the whole student body in general.
Is there anything else you would like to add about your college experience this year versus last year?
I would like to say that although like things have changed drastically and there was definitely like negative sides, I think there's still room for opportunity here. So there's still time. There's still time to connect with other people. I think just being able to take advantage of the situation and being able to do what you can while we're online. So it's like, just join, be still try and be involved, still try to take advantage of the opportunities that are there, apply to this, apply to that, do whatever you can, because even if we're online, like, those opportunities are still there, and I think it's just a perfect time to take full advantage of it.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.